Good morning, everybody. Our next character is in the book of Genesis. And a man who was in one of the most astounding events in the Old Testament after the creation of the universe. 1500 plus years passed after the creation. Therefore, stemming from Adam and Eve, sin grew through the world and it became godless. If you turn with me to Genesis chapter 6, verse 12. God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. And in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 6. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of their heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man, and he was grieved in his heart. But I want to stop and look at verse 6. God was sorry he made man, and he was grieved in his heart. Do you think God felt the same when his son, Lord Jesus, was put to death? Absolutely. Our sinfulness and corruption put an innocent man to death. But one thing we have to remember is God never regrets or doesn't make a bad decision. God has a plan for everything and is perfect. Doesn't mean he can't be sad his children fall into evil. Any parent would feel the same. Now imagine, in a society like today, full of sinfulness and godlessness, to be a servant of our Lord God. Look at Noah. Noah is a man who battled the world. He was the only chosen man by God and walked through his faith and obedience to the Lord. That he was chosen out of anybody. How can we compare ourselves to that? That is one of the great people we should look to and strive to be, because that is it's a great accomplishment, and his treasure is in heaven. Now imagine you and seven members of your family against the whole world. Noah did just that. Noah was blameless among the people in his time. Noah walked with God, just like his great-grandfather Enoch. And in Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. If we look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Because of Noah's obedience to God, God chose him to start the new covenant after God destroyed the earth. So if you look with me in Genesis chapter 6, verse 13. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." God told Noah his plan, and with unwavering obedience, Noah did God's will and built the ark. Through the time of Noah, he preached God's word. But in a faithless society, they rejected God's word and did not repent. And they were warned in Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 38. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. So I ask you, do you have that faithfulness that Noah had? Do you have the patience and obedience to do God's will? Noah diligently accepted his calling, and never wavered from it. And now, shall we look at some comparisons between Noah and Christ? They both obeyed God. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, "Thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him, so he did." In John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Both had a task asked by God. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 15, "And this is how you make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits." And this is referring to Noah building the ark and how God told him to build it exactly how it goes. And if you look in John chapter 14, verses 10, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is within me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works." Both Noah and Christ preached repentance. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, "And did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of the eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood of the world of the ungodly." If you look in Mark chapter 1, verses 15, "And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Through that time that Noah preached, which was many years because it took a very long time to build the ark, because there were no power tools back then, and there was only him and his sons. But through that time, not one person repented. You would think, even though a man seems like he's crazy enough to build a big ark, would you wonder if you would be one of those people that would wonder, maybe something is going to happen? Maybe I should repent and board that ark? Both declared the wrath of God to come. In Genesis chapter 6, verses 17, "And behold, I myself am bringing the flood waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die." 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it shall be burnt up. Therefore, since all these things that will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat." The story of Noah's drunkenness reminds us that even godly people have weakness and can fall into temptation and sin. Our sins not only affect us, but they have a negative influence on those around us. especially our families and the Lord's church. Let us be as Noah did in his time, that despite the world around us, may we have the same faith and obedience he showed. And for that, Noah was the salvation of the world, so Christ could fulfill his purpose. So through God's most holy Son, Jesus the Christ, we have the chance to be saved from the world of sinfulness and evil that floods it today.